I'm a sucker for. Mike and Gia. I can get enough. Hits 105.9.
Ah, yes, another Wednesday done and dusted, Gia. Sorry.
I actually feel a little bit dusty.
Why?
Oh, no, it's not dust. It's dry shampoo.
Oh.
I put a lot of dry shampoo on my hair earlier tonight, like this morning, and then I've just put my hands through my hair and now it's all... It's like powdery.
So why is your dry shampoo doing that?
That's what dry shampoo is.
I thought dry shampoo... anyway.
You're such a man.
No, because it's dry shampoo. Now, this is me, because I
the guy who washes his face with soap, like a bar of soap, yes?
Yes, I wash my face with soap. That's so weird, apparently. But...
Yes.
So, dry shampoo... Is that not bar shampoo or is that different?
No, that's different. Dry shampoo comes out of a can.
Oh.
It looks like hairspray and it's kind of like the equivalent of like spraying talcum powder in your hair, I guess.
Oh, okay, right. Because I sometimes use bar shampoo.
They have that?
Yeah, Lush.
Oh, okay, like a vegan,
like the
healthy,
like very cool, like
handmade.
When I was backpacking through the US about 6 years ago, I didn't check in baggage, and with America and their airlines and that sort of stuff, I had to go with bar shampoo and stuff.
Right. So, okay, so it's proper shampoo in a bar form.
Yeah, basically, it lathers up in your hair the way you rub it in your hair.
You're not just using the one bar of like imperial lather for your whole body, your face, and your hair, are you?
No, it's one specific thing just for your hair.
Okay. All right. Well, that's possible.
Cool.
I'm glad we got
shampoo
through that.
Chat on 105.9. I'm so glad we had that chat.
What did we actually talk about on the show today that had some merit?
Stephen Fenwick from Tech Guide joined us.
Of course. Of course
Samsung announced a bunch of their Samsung Galaxy Z S20s.
Yeah, and Stephen Fenwick was in San Fran talking Samsung, and he joined us live from the US to tell us all about it.
Also, there's a thing called climate anxiety that is going about at the moment.
Yeah, so you might have seen Osher Ginsberg on Q&A earlier this week. It's made a lot of headlines because he suffers from it pretty severely.
Yeah.
And it turns out people here in Orange and the Central West do too, because we chatted to the center manager of Headspace Orange and she confirmed it for us.
Yeah. Also, G is weird. She FaceTimes her dog even though her dog does no idea what's going on.
No, we put it out on 13, 12, 16 to let the people decide whether it was weird or not. So you can't just have your say anymore. They have got a verdict, and you'll get to hear it in the catch-up.
Also, I feel bad because I kind of went in on you with the whole FaceTiming your dog thing, and then I kind of put your name forward for a event that's happening here in Orange. They approached me. I can't do it. It's just my calendar wasn't available for it.
So now you've just gone, oh, G will do it, without checking with me first.
I did not say that you will definitely do it. I just am putting it to you as an offer.
And I am totally stressed out. But we've had calls come through in support of me doing it, but I just can't wrap my head around it. You'll hear why very soon.
It's all in the catch-up. Thank you so much for downloading. We will see you tomorrow.
Get up with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.
Hit 105.9, you're getting up with Mike and Gia 641, and thanks to the Orange City Centre.
Our headlines have been absolutely dominated over the last few weeks with stories about coronavirus.
Yes, and the amount of and the lengths that people are going to try and make sure that it doesn't spread as much as it is. I mean, there have been, what is it, like around 20 or so Australians have been confirmed with it now.
Yeah, and there's obviously that cruise ship that's docked off of Japan that has Aussies on board. They've been in isolation for, I think, 7 days now of 14 days. They've still got a whole week to go. So we're hearing more and more about it. And I had seen a few stories, a few headlines here and there about how the coronavirus is actually impacting a lot of online shopping websites.
Mm-hmm.
It's impacting the sending out of a lot of products from China.
It's impacted. We were speaking to Stephen Fennick from Tech Guide last week, who was saying it was actually affecting the process of the new Apple iPhones.
That's right. And there are new headlines out over the last 24 hours saying that the coronavirus could impact AirPods as well.
Mm.
So, yeah, Apple seems to be taking a hit. But it seems that this hysteria is actually making people decide not to buy Chinese products. So instead of it actually just causing an issue in China and the production line of it because people are maybe ill or people are staying at home to avoid the virus, people here in Australia are actually going, I'm not going to buy from online sites that ship from China because I'm scared that the disease is going to come over in the package that I'm receiving.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in the airline travel between China and Australia, and China and a number of places has been banned until this is sorted out.
Yeah, because that's when they bring people over that could be infected with this disease. But New South Wales Health have even put out statements saying that the novel coronavirus doesn't actually last on surfaces for very long.
Mm-hmm.
So there's minimal to no threat of the virus being able to transport over here on packages and things like that.
Yeah.
But I was talking about this with some people in our office earlier this week because they love their online shopping.
Yes, they do.
And someone even piped up, I'm not going to point fingers of who, but someone mentioned that they had actually second thought going to Chinese restaurants here in Orange because of the coronavirus.
So they didn't. So they ended up not going to one of the Chinese restaurants here because they thought about coronavirus.
Yeah, like not that they think that exact establishment on Summer Street or wherever in town has coronavirus, but just because in the back of their mind they go, hang on, China is where the coronavirus is from. That's Chinese food. And it makes them second guess. And then they didn't end up going and getting Chinese food.
And that is where the hysteria has gone a little bit too far.
Well, that's the thing with all of the headlines every day of coronavirus this, coronavirus that. People are on edge. People are concerned about these things.
Yeah, but also the local Chinese joint, you will be able to get your sweet and sour chicken, no problem, and be completely safe because that has nothing to do with coronavirus because we're in a completely different end of the world. It's just not part of it. The only thing that they share in common is the same ethnicity.
Yes, and I totally agree with this. I even said to the person I was talking to that I went and got Dum Dum Dumpling on the weekend and it was bloody delicious, let me tell you. But it did make me think maybe there are people here in Orange and the Central West that are rethinking buying things from either online shopping in China, things like that, because of the coronavirus. Has it impacted you here in the Central West to the point that you're actually a little bit hesitant to go buy Chinese products?
I mean, if people in the office are talking about it, there must be other people out there who are thinking along the same lines.
Right, because I always thought, oh, no, it's like a Sydney problem or it's a big capital city kind of issue. I've never thought here locally about how it might actually impact people in their shopping choices or their food choices.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are the kind of person that's had a bit of a, oh, I'm just feeling a little bit uncomfortable because of all of these headlines, we would love to chat to you on 13, 12, 16 because obviously it is such a big thing, a big story in the news these days, and we'd love to understand how it is affecting people locally.
Jessie J, Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia, 6:53. Your chance to play Alpha Bucks happening after 8 o'clock to score $500, all thanks to Orange Moti Group Honda.
How do you eat fish and chips? Like, if you go to a fish and chip shop, how do you eat the fish?
I put it in my mouth and then I use my teeth to break it up so I don't choke.
Wrong.
But eating, I just ate fish and chips.
You're eating fish and chips wrong.
But you can't eat fish and chips wrong unless you are putting it somewhere else. That's the only way you could be possibly doing it wrong.
Well, apparently not, because there is a man who has sparked outrage online.
I love it when things spark outrage online.
Over his way of eating fish and chips. So apparently he claims that you're not supposed to eat the batter.
But that is literally the best part.
He thinks that you're supposed to get rid of the batter and just eat the meat of the fish, and that the batter is only there to protect the fish during the deep frying process.
Well, this man is wrong. This man is very, very wrong.
Well, the thing was, he was so surprised because he saw a video of someone else eating fish and chips. Or,
yeah.
And his comment was, you eat the batter?
But
yes, he was so confused.
It's like these things are made ready to eat. Like you get okay. So you go to your average fish and chip shop. You get it wrapped up. Like obviously gone are the days where you wrap it up in actual newspaper. It's now just paper. But like it's wrapped in paper. There's a bunch of soggy chips in there. Like they're not great chips, but you know what? When they're wrapped in paper, somehow they're better. And then this long piece of fish, golden. You can smell it now as I'm describing it to you. It's golden, it's crispy, and then as you cut into it, it's everything, like the fish flakes off. It's just lovely. You have all of that. Because the salt in the batter is everything. It enhances the flavour of the fish.
No, but the fish meat is apparently the bit that you are supposed to be eating. The other bit, he recommends you peel off and throw it away.
No. That's, no, I'm not doing that.
It's a bit weird, isn't it? It's like kind of if you were to buy nuggets from like Macca's on Bathurst Road and then peel the batter off the nugget and just eat the chicken inside.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly it. That is.
Or if you went to the fish and chip shop, got the fish and chips, and you peeled your batter off your fish, threw that away, and then you also peeled the batter off the potato and just had mashed potato.
Yeah, in which case, yeah, you're right. That is just mashed potato.
Oh, that's bizarre.
That's dumb. I mean, when you eat fish and chips, you eat it. I imagine you eat it normally.
I don't eat fish, so.
At all, period?
No, I'm not a fish fan.
Well, that's fine, but like.
But when I do, I tell you what, I cut off the batter and I just eat the fish inside.
You would, you F45, gym going, no fun having.
Well, maybe he's onto something, all right? Maybe.
I'm sure it's probably healthier to have it without the batter and just have fish, just the meat.
But is it as delicious? That's the question.
That is exactly right. It is not. So everyone, if you're having fish and chips tonight, don't care. Who cares what this rando online says? Eat that batter, live your best life, and eat all the batter that you can. In fact, ask for extra batter. You know what? Go the opposite way.
Can you please just crumb something, anything, deep fry it, and then pull the middle of it out and just give me the batter?
I would ask for that. Your news headlines coming up next.
From techguide.com.au, talking all things tech with Stephen Fenwick.
Joining us on the line right now, live from San Francisco, it is techguide.com.au, Stephen Fenwick. And Stephen, you're at Samsung's Unpacked event. Stephen, fill us in. What has been unpacked?
Yeah, well, they've just announced this is their flagship phone event. So as expected, they announced three new Galaxy S20 devices. So the S20, the S20 Plus, and the S20 Ultra. So there's sizes to suit everyone. The S20, that starts at 6.2 inches. The S20 Plus, 6.7. The S20 Ultra is a massive 6.9 inches. And these all have 120 hertz refresh rate screen, so they're really high quality. They've got the Infinity O display, which means little cameras peeking through the front of the phone as well. But really where the improvements have come is in the camera. Mm-hmm. The Ultra actually has a 108 megapixel camera and is capable of up to 100 times zoom. It's got this amazing space zoom, hybrid optic zoom, and super resolution powered by artificial intelligence. So Samsung knows that a camera is one of the big reasons why people upgrade to a phone or decide to buy that particular phone. Mm-hmm. So that they're all in on this new camera technology.
That is incredible.
It's so weird to think that, like, even when we were growing up, you'd buy a proper digital camera and it had 12 megapixels and it was the hottest camera you've ever seen in your whole life. And now phones have something of this caliber.
10 times that. Incredible stuff.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, they're not really, you can't really call them phones. I think we should call them cameras that can make phone calls in reality. Like they're so good in taking photos, and these are no exception. They've got what they're calling pro-grade camera. So it's really going to be interesting for customers. The other thing it can do too, would you believe, it can shoot 8K video.
Wow.
So, four times the resolution of 4K. And if you're lucky enough or can afford a Samsung 8K TV, you can stream these to your TV without losing any resolution. What's good about the 8K video capture, though, is you can also capture stills from that video. So you'll be able to capture 33 megapixel stills from the video that you shoot. But one of my favorite camera features, though, is a feature called single take mode. You know when you're taking a photo or shooting a video, you think, what do? Do I shoot a video? Should I take photos? Do I want to do a boomerang for Instagram? Well, now there's a mode on the phone that allows you to do all that at once. It'll shoot a 10-second video clip. It'll capture a black and white shot. It'll do a little boomerang shot, a slowed down shot.
Oh my gosh.
All these choices that you have now. So rather than you having to decide on one, you just shoot it, move around a little bit, and it'll give you all those options in this single take mode. So it takes all the best options so you can share all the different versions as you want on different social media. By the way, the S20 range, they're going to be available in 4G and also all available in 5G models. But it's going to be interesting. I think these are going to be popular, these devices, the S20, for your flagship users.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's enough to even tempt Apple users across to the Samsung. Hearing all of that, I'm going, oh, when do I trade in?
I'm thinking, I'm not going to lie. Yeah. But if you want to catch...
You never know. Well, and funny enough, though, it's in San Francisco, which is right in Apple's backyard. So I think this is Samsung's little way of prodding their rivals here. Ooh. They're right in Apple's backyard launching these devices. So a little shot across the bow to their rivals in Cupertino.
A little bit of pass ag from Samsung. Good stuff. Yeah. But if you want to get a complete recap of everything that's happened in San Francisco at Samsung's Unpacked event, go to techguide.com.au. Stephen Fenwick will have all the details there. Stephen Fenwick, thank you so much for joining us as always, and safe trip back home.
It's a pleasure. Thanks a lot, guys.
Hit 105.9, you're getting up with Mike and Gia. Thanks to Harvey Norman Computers Orange at 7:42.
I have been doing something that has been highlighted to me as being a little bit strange, a little bit weird, and I didn't realise that it was until I put up an Instagram story about doing this thing and people started calling me out on it. And that thing is FaceTiming my dog. As you know, I am a long-distance dog mum. My dog Nova lives with Tom on the Central Coast. Mm-hmm. So it only seemed natural and normal to me to want to have a bit of one-on-one time with my dog over the long-distance FaceTiming.
Okay.
So I want the people of Orange and the Central West to decide.
Mike and Gia want to know, does that make me crazy?
Are you crazy?
Are you crazy? You are crazy.
Yes.
You think it is crazy to FaceTime my dog?
I think it's a little bit needy.
What? Needy?
Look, I've come to the conclusion, now this is not going to be popular, dog people are weird.
Cat people are weird. Dog people are beautiful human beings.
Look, it's all well and good to care for an animal, but sometimes dog people go overboard. And I think you have quickly, since getting Nova, you've quickly been steered into the hard end of that spectrum.
But how else am I supposed to connect with my dog long distance?
How long had it been since when you last saw Nova in person to the FaceTime?
Well, I FaceTime almost every night.
Oh, my God.
When I FaceTime Tom, he then goes, oh, you want to talk to Nova? And then
talk to Nova because Nova can't add anything to this conversation. This is not a Pixar film.
She can hear my voice and connect with me. It's like when parents talk to their child in their womb. They're still hearing you. They're still understanding you. They're still getting to know your voice.
Yeah, but they're also, that child will eventually talk.
You don't know. Nova might talk one day.
Okay.
No, but it's just, when I have a dog that lives 4.5 hours away that I maybe see every second weekend at best, how else am I supposed to connect with her? How else am I supposed to make sure that she knows who I am? Like, I don't want to go there, you know, maybe once a month and then she just has no idea who I am. This is my dog.
This leads to another question of long-distance dog mum is not actually a thing.
It is a thing, and it's completely normal to want to FaceTime your loved ones, and this dog is my loved one.
You FaceTiming Tom are completely 100% normal.
Mm.
You saying, can I talk to Nova, is pointless.
No, see, I think parents do this with their young children before they can speak and before they actually have an understanding of the world.
Will eventually talk. This dog will not.
Okay, so I think we know where Mike stands on this. He thinks that I am crazy, but we'd love for you to weigh in on 13, 12, 16. Am I crazy for FaceTiming my dog?
13 at 12, 16. Please let us know. Weigh in. The phones are lighting up. I think dog people are coming to get me.
Yes, come to my rescue, please, dog people of Orange and the Central West.
Birds of Tokyo, Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia. It's 7:52.
I FaceTime my dog and I think it is completely normal. Unfortunately, others don't necessarily agree, which is why...
Mike and Gia want to know, does that make me crazy?
Are you crazy?
Are you crazy? You are crazy.
We want to know. We are putting it out there on 13, 12, 16. Is it weird that I FaceTime my dog?
I think it is.
Mike thinks that I am that insane.
Yeah, you're just a little bit, yeah.
But people on the Hit 105.9 Facebook page are coming to my defense.
I knew they would. Dog people are weird.
Brittany says absolutely not. She FaceTimes her dog all the time when she's away. Oh my God. Brooke said it's totally normal. I've installed security cameras so I can see what they get up to every day.
That is next level. Please don't do that.
Yes, Brooke, I love that. Where did you buy them? And we've got so many other people going, it's so normal. Meanwhile, Heather says, does the dog even notice?
Exactly. That's my question.
Look, she does, to the point that she hears my voice and her ears do the little pricky-uppy thingy.
Cool. She could have also heard a bird.
Do we make eye contact?
No.
Not necessarily.
No, exactly. You don't.
But we do have calls coming through on 13, 12, 16. We do have Luke. Now, Luke, do you have any pets?
Yeah, I've got a one-year-old border collie.
Oh, what's its name?
Her name's Luna.
Luna, that is too cute. Now, does Luna live here in Orange with you?
She does.
Now, Luke, put yourself in my shoes. If Luna was to move away, say, 4.5 hours, would you FaceTime her?
Look, I think it's normal to FaceTime in a regard where they can familiarise themselves with your face and see that you're still there. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't be asking how her day was.
Yeah, and I think this is definitely something Gia is doing. Gia is definitely asking, how was your day? Did you sniff any butts?
Hello, that sort of cutie. Stuff. What did you have for lunch
yeah,
today?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I could imagine, yeah. Some white people might, you know, verge to thinking you might be a little bit crazy.
See,
oh,
there
okay,
we go.
So you are a dog owner and you think I'm crazy.
Well, maybe just a little bit without trying to offend you.
I see. Even dog people are starting to come over
to my
side.
We've got more calls coming through on 13, 12, 16. Thank you for weighing in, though, Luke.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Let's go to Amanda on 13, 12, 16. Amanda, do you have any pets?
I have a dog and I have 3 cats.
Oh, you're an animal Ooh. Lover. Well,
yeah.
Do you think it's crazy that I FaceTime my dog?
Not at all. I don't have FaceTime myself, but if I'm away for some reason or if I'm in hospital, I talk to my partner and I ask him to put me on speakerphone so I can talk to my animals.
See, this is totally normal. Totally normal.
Yeah,
totally normal.
But Amanda, I would say you have already established that relationship with the animals. They would know. If you go, say, 6 days without seeing them or a week, you will be able to go back and they will know who you are immediately.
Like when
right?
they hear your voice, they would get excited.
Well, I'd hope so.
But see, this is what I'm doing. I'm forging the bonds with the dog. Like, Amanda, there's no other way that I could do this in a long-distance dog mum situation, is there?
Well, no, exactly right. At least this way he can get to see you and hear your voice.
Thank you.
Amanda, I think I know the answer to this, but quick question. Is a long-distance dog mum a thing?
I think so, yes.
Yes, it is, and that is why you have scored a laser clinics voucher, Amanda.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
You are welcome. You can check them out. Laser Clinics Australia Orange in the Orange City Centre. Real people, real results, just like the results we got on the show. I am not crazy.
Yeah, but there were the people who did think you were.
Hey, at least I'm not as bad as Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
She's commented. She goes one level above what I do and FaceTimes her dog with her other dog. I love you, Kelly. I love you, and I love the Hit 105.9 family.
That's the dumbest and brilliant thing I've ever heard.
It's
in my
not
life.
Dumb. We love it.
Alpha Bucks coming up next. Come on, let me drink some more. Guy Sebastian, Hit 105.9. You're getting up with Mike and Gia at 8:22, thanks to Harvey Norman Computers. Orange, Gia, climate anxiety is a word that's being thrown around a lot lately. So they were actually talking about it on Q&A recently, and there was a woman in the audience had made a comment about how because of the state of the climate, the weather, the extreme weather events that we've been having, she has reconsidered her future plans.
A couple of years ago, as a result of studying what I have, I have studied environmental and climate science, I came to the conclusion that it was unsafe, unethical probably, and just a bad choice for me to make to bring children into the world. I'd really like a family, but I'm way too scared to do it.
So she's not the first person either that we've heard this kind of thing from. There's been big name celebrities that have come out and said that they're not going to have children because they don't think it's fair to bring them into a world that they see as crumbling.
Yeah, exactly.
Essentially. And on the Q&A panel was Osher Ginsberg, who obviously famously hosts The Bachelor.
Yes.
And he himself has admitted that he struggles with climate anxiety. I listened to his podcast, Better Than Yesterday, and he's really open with the fact that he can't even look at a weather app without freaking out.
Sitting there in my therapist's office, I just took out my phone and had a look at the weather app and just looked at the numbers for 5 minutes. Now, that might seem like completely benign to you, but for me, that's super hardcore for me. It's really scary.
Yeah, right.
So it's crazy to think that the climate change and all this talk around climate change is causing such an anxious reaction in a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hearing it from celebrities, we're hearing it from Osher, but we were very interested to find out whether people here in the Central West are experiencing it too. So we do have Kelly, the centre manager for Headspace Orange, on the line. Now, Kelly, this isn't just something that people like Osher experience. We have it here too, right?
Certainly, yeah. We are seeing instances. There's definitely, I'd hate to say, a climate of climate anxiety happening. It's just everyday part of life, and particularly after recent events as the bushfires and floods, you know, young people do get a bit concerned about the future of the planet.
Well, how do you know if you are feeling a little bit questioning over everything that the world is going through and these floods and these bushfires? How do you know when it's at a point where it's anxiety, where it's not just you being a little bit like, oh,
concerned about the issue?
Yeah.
Look, I think for most people, anxiety comes in different forms, but common symptoms are things like a racing heart or faster breathing, or, you know, just that sense of feeling tense over an issue, or just not being able to let go of something. And there's also a sense of withdrawing. So if people are feeling like, oh, they don't want to sort of go into different situations because they're worried, you know, there's normal elements to that. But if that becomes a reoccurring theme, then, yeah, there's certainly something that might be happening there.
So what can people do, not just with climate anxiety, but anxiety over a number of issues, what can people do to minimise the harm of this?
Well, certainly with climate anxiety, I think there's a sense that people feel a little bit hopeless or, you know, powerless to do anything. But you can actually make a difference in your own world. So if you take charge and do things like maybe use reusable coffee cups or make sure you take your reusable bags to the shops, just things like that can actually help to feel as if you are making a difference in regards to the climate anxiety.
Well, if anything Kelly has said has made you feel like, oh yeah, that's how I'm feeling, you can get in touch with Headspace Orange. They're located on Peasley Street here in Orange, or you can find them online and they can give you plenty of support and talk you through this anxiety that you might be feeling.
Headspace is always there for anyone with any kind of mental health issue, so please get in touch with them if you are struggling. Hit 105.9, getting up with Mike and Gia. We were doing bicep curls all the way through that song.
It played in my F45 class yesterday, and I was like, yes, I'll get physical with you, Dua Lipa. I lifted heavier than I've ever lifted before.
This is going to be a gym anthem moving forward. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Hey, you might remember, Gia, late last year, like right at the tail end of the year, you tagged me in something on Facebook.
I tag you in lots of things.
But this one in particular, it was for the Stars of Orange.
Yes, I remember that. They sort of put out a post going like, who would want to be in Stars of Orange? And I thought, Mike.
Yeah, exactly. So you did tag me.
Yeah.
So they did get in touch.
Oh, they did?
They did get in touch, and they asked if I would like to be part of it. However, there is a problem. The actual performance of it is happening on the June long weekend, and I'm not in town that weekend.
Oh, well, you should have cleared your schedule. It's always on the June long weekend.
So I can't make it, unfortunately. So I was thinking, instead of just outright, you know, pushing it aside and, you know, we'll donate and that sort of stuff, how about we get you involved instead?
No.
No, let's get you involved. Let's get physical.
No. You've seen me dance.
Yes, I have. That's why I want you involved.
I did that Zumba class last year as part of the bucket list.
And
how embarrassing was that?
But you did good. Even the people that were there were saying you did good work.
There was all of 10 people there.
And they all said good things.
Last year's Dancing with the Stars of Orange was a sellout crowd of over 800 people, Mike.
Exactly. Just take that 10 and then times it by 80.
No, I feel sick. No, I can't do that.
You totally can. No. You totally can. Now, don't worry. I haven't thrown you in the deep end.
Okay, so I'm not locked into this.
You're not locked in, but I would like you to consider it.
I'm all for raising money for the Cancer Council.
Absolutely.
Big on that. Happy to help them out. No, dancing.
I think you would be great, though.
You're just trying to stitch me up. You do this all the time.
If I wasn't going to be away, I would absolutely be part of it.
No, you wouldn't. You can say that because you're not going to be here.
Well, I'm not going to be there. You're right.
If you were here in Orange, would you get up in front of 800 people and dance when you're not a dancer?
It's not like you're not going to have training or practice. It's not until June. No. You have like 4.5 months to get this ready.
I could
ready.
Have 4.5 years to learn how to dance, and I still would not be a good dancer, Mike.
Okay. Look, you don't have to make a decision right now.
I'm making a decision. No, I can't dance in front of that many people.
Don't just outright say no. Just take this information and just think about it. But what I would like to do on 13, 12, 16...
No.
Would you, if anyone 13, 12, 16 would like to see Gia take part in Stars of Orange,
no.
Please get in touch. Because I think it's all about moral support. I wouldn't be able to do it without moral support.
I can't do it with moral support.
If I was going to do it, I would want moral support. So I think if you can just consider it for a little bit, we're going to see if anyone wants Gia to take part, 13, 12, 16.
It doesn't matter how many calls we get. I will never have the confidence to dance in front of 800 people.
I still think you can do it. 13, 12, 16, would you like to see Gia take part in Stars of Orange? Mary J. Blige, Hit 105.9, Getting Up with Mike and Gia, 8:51. Gia, just before the ad break there, I put a suggestion out there that maybe you might want to do Stars of Orange.
You threw me under the bus.
I didn't commit you to anything. I just said that maybe that's something you should think about because they offered it to me. I can't be here for the actual day itself.
And I cannot dance in front of 800 people. This is one of the biggest events that happens here in Orange.
So I asked people on 13, 12, 16 just to get in touch with us and give Gia some words of encouragement so maybe she will think about doing this. Maybe she'll think of saying yes. So we do have Sarah on 13, 12, 16. Sarah, do you want to see Gia take part in Stars of Orange?
I so want to see her. I want to see if her hips don't lie.
Yes! No. You could be like Shakira at the Super Bowl, do that sort of thing. That would be great.
I can't dance like Shakira. Don't be setting those expectations on me, Sarah.
I at least want to see one pop and lock. That's all I ask.
Can you pop and lock? Can you crump?
No,
can you do something?
I can't do any of these things, which is why I should not be in the dance for cancer here in Orange.
We'll take the Macarena at this point.
I'm feeling sick just thinking that people are actually keen for this. Thank you for calling, Sarah, but I can't dance. Thank you, but I just can't.
I believe in you.
Yeah, see, Sarah believes in you.
Oh, thank you, Sarah, but it doesn't matter how many people call through. I'm actually feeling really ill just at the thought of it.
We're also getting messages through on our social media pages. Someone called Trust Me, I'm a Doctor says you can totally do this.
I can't do that.
You can do it. Look, I want you to think about it. You got some time to think about this. So just mull it over.
Making promises.
Yeah, and I don't want an answer. I don't want a knee-jerk reaction. I just want you to think about it, all right?
I can't dance, Mike.
Major Lazer, Justin Bieber, Cold Water, Hit 105.9. Ladies and gentlemen.
ladies and gentlemen.
That was Hit Breakfast with Mike and Gia on Orange and the Central West's Hit 105.9.